Matt joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. You see him on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. You hear him doing Dodger talk here all the time. A Dodger that was beloved by the people and played in many organizations, including the New York Yankees as well, from a baseball family of baseball people. It's a sad day for a lot of Dodger fans as Don Newcomb passes away, and you also have the first full team workouts for the Dodgers today at Camelback Ranch, and the Manny Machado news in the division right down the road in San Diego. So joining us to help us out with it, maybe the best looking man on television in Los Angeles, just edging out Bresnahan, is Jerry Hairston Jr., our dear friend and a fine commentator of these sorts of things. There's no doubt about it. What's cracking, Jerry? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate the introduction, you know, especially on a tough day for a lot of Dodger fans.
Tell us a little bit about what it's like being on the team. We know what it's like being in the media, and we're lucky to being in the media and getting to be around Don Newcomb and interviewing him and things like that. We were privileged to have that opportunity. What was it like being a Dodger with him walking around and being part of your experience?
Yeah, I think we use the word legend these days too loosely. Don Newcomb was just that. You know, I mean, this guy was a trailblazer along with Jackie Robinson. He came right behind him and Roy Campanella. And not only was he just a great player, he was a beloved teammate. And, you know, I likened him to like a second grandfather to not just me, but to a lot of the players. You know, Kenley Jansen was had some nice things to say about him on Twitter and Instagram. I knew he was very, very close to him. He mentioned that Don Newcomb was a mentor to him, but he really was a mentor to so many players. And it was just something to behold, having him around the guys and how guys would light up, listening to him talk, tell stories about his time in the big leagues, his barnstorming days when he was in the Negro Leagues. I'll tell you a quick story. The first time I met Don Newcomb, he said, "Listen, I want to yell at you." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, Don Newcomb, you're a legend. Why do you want to yell at me?" He told me a story about my grandfather. Now, back in the day, to make extra money, a lot of players did barnstorming leagues, you know, to make extra money. My grandfather played in some barnstorming games along with Don Newcomb. And Don Newcomb was going to be the starting pitcher for the opposing team. He's a young, up-and-coming guy, yet to get to the big leagues. And he was a young Negro League star. And my grandfather was a really good player in the Negro Leagues as well. And he was talking trash to Nuke. I said, "I promise you, you throw me that fastball, I'm going to hit a home run." And on the very first at bat, Nuke challenged him with that fastball. And my grandfather hit a home run. He said, "Listen, I can't hit your grandfather anymore with that fastball, but I can hit you." Now, this is when I was a current player. And that's the very first story, the very first time I met Don Newcomb. He was telling me stories about not just my grandfather, but other players. And for him to share that story about my grandfather, a story I'd never heard of, it was definitely special to me. And, you know, I always try to make time, you know, when he was around the ballpark to take some of his time. But I knew that I had to share him with everybody else because everybody wanted a piece of Mr. Newcomb. And he's a guy that's been so special to not only my family, but the entire city of Los Angeles, to the baseball world, and to Brooklyn. You know, he was a star for the Brooklyn Dodgers for many years.
Jerry, yeah, you know, Petros mentioned we in the media kind of know how important he was to us. We had him on a few times, like so many others, and the conversation was certainly one that stayed with you. But when we would go to the stadium, when we go quite a bit, we would see Nuke sitting there, and there was always a Dodger next to him, a current Dodger. You know, A, what kind of stuff would you talk about? Obviously, you mentioned he talked history of the game and stories. And B, how much do you think that helped the Dodgers, and just to put baseball in perspective for them?
You guys, you got to remember, you know, now that I'm done playing, you know, I really see baseball differently. And because I have a chance to step back and kind of see the big picture. While you're in your career, everything is so fast and it's happening instantly. But when you're done playing, you can kind of take a step back, see a Matt Kemp, you can see a Kenley Jansen or Corey Seager, and help those players say, "You know what, this is what I see." Now, when Don Newcomb tells you what he sees, these players listen. Now, you have coaches that can help, you have your teammates that can help, and even media members can make suggestions. But when you know a Don Newcomb pointed something out, you are going to listen, and then you're going to apply it in the game because you have full confidence knowing Don Newcomb has seen everything in this game. You know, and what Kenley Jansen has been able to do the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, he's made that transformation from being a catcher to one of the best closers in all of baseball. And there are some times in that transition, he doubted himself. But he went to not only Rick Cunningcutt as a pitching coach, but he went to Don Newcomb. And Don Newcomb reassured him, hey, this is going to be a process. And a lot of young pitchers and all young players would go to Don Newcomb, hey, if you're, you know, 0 for your last 10 or 2 for your last 20, hey, that just means, Don Newcomb would say, hey, that just means you're closer to your next hit. You're about to get hot. For Don Newcomb to tell you that, that gives you extra confidence. And I don't care who you are, if you're Mike Trout or the last guy in the totem pole, that type of information and that type of confidence from a guy like him speaks volumes of the type of player and a guy that knows his craft and can help you as a player.
Jer Harrison Jr. joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. Some great memories about a great man, Don Newcomb, gone at 92. Now, Manny Machado is a Padre. You were a Padre, Jerry, and you know what it's like down there, and you know what kind of complex they have about L.A. Can you give us a perspective on how big it is for the Padres to sign Machado to this monstrous deal and what it means for Dodger fans, if anything?
Well, I think now you can see, if you're a Dodger fan, you look at the Padres, you got to take it serious now, because if you're going to sign a Manny Machado, that means they're going to be serious players for the next, you know, 6, 8, 10 years. You don't sign a guy like him in his prime, or really just entering his prime, unless you don't have another move or two or three down the road. And, you know, I just heard from a reliable source, they're going to make another offer to Bryce Harper. So if they are able to pull that off, that would be incredible. You know, their payroll right now sits at 110, and they feel $110 million. They feel that they can still land Bryce Harper. I don't know if they'll be able to get him. I think Philadelphia Phillies will end up getting Bryce Harper, but just getting Manny Machado, you pair him up with on the left side of the infield with Fernando Tatis Jr., and they got another kid, Urias, who can pick it as well. That's a pretty good infield with a World Series champion, Eric Hosmer. Now, they don't have the pitching, I think, right now to compete, but they have the prospects. You know, if you package a prospect or two and get an elite pitcher and then sign another pitcher, they realistically could be like the Atlanta Braves were last year. You know, that's how good of a farm system they have. They're ranked number one as far in all of baseball with farm systems. So, you know, I thought, and I said it, you know, a number of times heading into this season, the NL West is the weakest division in all of baseball. And if a team decides to make one or two moves with their prospects, they can really leapfrog a lot of teams. And I think the Padres are poised to do just that.
Jerry, as someone who kind of understands both sides of it, having been a player and now being in the media and talking to folks in front offices and recognizing what it takes to construct a team, where do you come out on these long-term 10-year deals? Because there have been all of, I'm going to say, zero that have really worked out over the course of 10 years. Now, granted, you understand maybe you're paying for the front five or the front six or seven, and you'll take the back three to get that production early on. But should teams embrace the idea of signing a guy to 10 years?
Well, it depends on the player, okay? It really depends on the player and depends how old they are. And I would kind of disagree. I think the long-term deal of Mark Teixeira, the long-term deal of Alex Rodriguez, the CC Sabathia deal, they worked out. Why? Because they won a World Series. You know, the one thing is you can cling the prospects, you can hold on to prospects, but at the end of the day is how many banners do you have? How many World Series championships do you have? And I still have friends from New York that to this day thank us for 2009. And this is a franchise, the Yankees, that have won 27 World Championships. So at the end of the day, it's all about winning titles. Nobody cares if you get to the World Series. Nobody cares if you get to the playoffs. It's how many championships do you win? And you look back at franchises, that's what you look at. How many banners were able to put up? And, you know, when you sign these deals, especially now, these younger players are hitting the market, not at 32, not at 33 years of age. You're getting Manny Machado. You're getting Bryce Harper at 26. Guys, they have not entered their prime yet. Prime years for a hitter is 27 to like 32 years of age. You're getting Manny Machado, Bryce Harper in their prime. I would be more than willing to pay that 10-year deal, because you know five, six, seven, possibly 8 years, these guys are going to be studs.
Hey, last thing for you, Jerry, on Machado. A lot of Dodger fans just kind of didn't like his disposition and his attitude during the postseason. He even had that, you know, kind of famous interview where he described himself as not Johnny Hustle. Do you think that played into the deals or the offers that were made to him, and whether or not the Dodgers decided to get in on it?
That is a great question. I know that for a fact. I have a couple of friends that are assistant to GMs, and when all that thing was playing out in the postseason, they said, we were in on Manny Machado going into free agency, but we can't have him around our young players. You know, that type of attitude. Now, I know Manny Machado a little bit. The things that he said and the things that he's done really disappointed me, because he didn't really show that in Baltimore. I don't know why. Maybe the first time being on a big stage, it was a little bit of a shock to him, and he reacted in a negative way. But I'm hoping he learns from that and becomes a leader. I think that's what the Padres are banking on. They're getting a lot of money now. You're giving him a lot of money to be the face of your franchise. But I will tell you this. There's a guy in Eric Hosmer. He doesn't care how much money you make. He's a leader of that team. He doesn't care how much money you make. If he sees Manny Machado dogging it, that's his team. He won't let that slide. So Eric Hosmer, make no mistake, is the leader of that team. And if he sees anybody dogging it, he'll let them know.
The great Jerry Hairston Jr., our friend. You hear him on this station. You see him on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. He has the perspective, very unique perspective, on all these different things that we've been discussing all day today in Great Sports Talk, and we'll continue
great
to do
so. Great Sports Talk.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a great day, man.
Anytime, guys. You guys are the best.
There he goes, Jerry Hairston Jr.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.